They said they want some of that raw shit. Raw. Turn it up, I'ma sit in the car. Turn me up. If you turn up your lights, you gon' see me at night. Oh, you know I'm a motherfucking star, bitch. Blame. I know you ain't from where I'm from, cause you know you can't go leave your gun in the car, the dick. Fuck. Nigga, let me walk down on your ass, leave you stuck in the sand like a motherfucking star, bitch. STG swear to God, they don't want none. Huh? STD play with five, I'ma put some. Back to back, it's scat pack doing donuts. Starting out to get hit like one song. She eat up the two ball, the screw ball like ice cream. Who you know what designer with Nike? I smile and I show off my dimples, I'm icy. Label this fucking with mice. Somebody come give me a challenge, excite. Come on. Nigga better stay away from that water. I let this bitch off, it's gonna hit you like light. Boom. How the fuck they let baby go platinum? I thought he was whacking, they didn't even like bitch. You can come see my plaque on my wall, walk around in my drawers, talking shit in my cast. Uh-huh. Think he sick, wipe his nose, I'ma nap. Sick. Take his bitch, that's my hoe, I'm a dad.
Her dad.
Ship the shit till you dose in the ad.
You dope.
Mix it in with the low, doesn't matter.
Low.
Nigga know I was having that remix.
Yeah.
I play pussy and burn you, that's defense.
Bitch.
Baby pull out my dick and she eat it. She like how I be kicking that street shit. That's your boy, yeah. Me, bitch. Check me out on your screen, BET, bitch.
Yeah.
No, I got the whole gang in L.A.
The gang.
I'm strapped up with that thing in L.A.
Uh-huh.
I hop up the plane and I skate. She about to come bring me some brain, that's my bae.
My bae.
I can't go back and forth with a hoe like a bitch. You gon' do everything that I say.
Quavo. Say they want some of that trap talk.
Trap.
I get a brick, let it moonwalk.
Brick.
The case shoot silent with a deal talk. Smoke with the pilot in the skybox. The color name came with an umbrella. But guess no prongs, they stand together.
Ice.
I lift my arm and chain the weather. Woo. Turn a bitch from none to a Cinderella.
Bam.
They said they want some of that raw shit.
Raw.
Turn it up, I'ma sit in the car.
Turn me
bitch.
Up.
If you turn off your lights, you gon' see me at night.
Oh, you know I'm a motherfucking star, bitch.
Blame. I know you ain't from where I'm from, cause you know you can't go leave your gun in the car.
Bitch. Oh.
Nigga, let me walk down on your ass, leave you stuck in the cell. They say they want some of that raw shit.
Raw.
Turn it up, I'ma sit in the car.
Turn me
bitch.
Up.
If you turn off your lights, you gon' see me at night.
Oh, you know I'm a motherfucking star, bitch.
I know you ain't from where I'm from, cause you know you can't leave your gun in the car,
the
dick. Nigga, let me walk down on your ass, leave you stuck in the sand like a motherfucking starfish.
I feel like I'm sipping on activists. Might as well turn to an activist.
Well.
The meeting was corporate, walked in like we been there, man. They know we really were savages.
No.
Ain't in the UPS or with the FedEx, but a nigga be packing it.
Smash.
Ain't trying to brag or boast or tell them someday I don't know, but a nigga be having it. Metal on me all time, beeping with metal detectors and magnets. Beat your one set in a baby, hit the red track just to see who the fastest. They just came out of a cast, don't make us put your bitch ass in the casket.
Don't.
We reppin' the plastic, Ashley, I get the bag and hot like a dragon.
I hit the cook, then I ash it. I fish to the demon, I drag it. These nigga broke, maggots. Take your bitch throat, stab it. All them buggers got added. Crack the stick, pay the hit when it's static. Yeah, my bitch is the baddest, I'm bragging. Quarter mil on the richer, it's plastic.
They say they want some of that raw shit.
Raw.
Turn it up, I'ma sit in the car.
Turn me
bitch.
Up.
If you turn up your lights, you gon' see me at night.
Oh, you know I'm a motherfucking star, bitch.
I know you ain't from where I'm from, cause you know you can't go leave your gun in the car,
the
dick.
Fuck.
Nigga, let me walk down on your ass, leave you stuck in the sand like a motherfucking starfish. They say they want some of that raw shit.
Raw.
Turn it up, I'ma sit in the car.
Turn me
bitch.
Up.
If you turn up your lights, you gon' see me at night.
Oh, you know I'm a motherfucking star, bitch.
I know you ain't from where I'm from, cause you know you can't go leave your gun in the car,
the
dick.
Fuck.
Nigga, let me walk down on your ass, leave you stuck in the sand like a motherfucking starfish.
Like the inflamed pustulous hemorrhoid on the ass of the fucking mainstream media and internet and any streaming platform that's possibly available. We are verbose.xyz. Tonight, I'm your man and host, Miles Lowroad, aka Thundercock, aka Overcompensating, aka I drank an energy drink tonight. I don't even have really good nicknames for myself. Also, we got on the horn, as usual, and expected, and amazing, and on fire tonight, the great crafter, aka my dick run hot, aka Black Jesus, aka 2-for-1 at RB Special. How
yeah.
you doing tonight, sir?
I'm back in house, ready to go to war with all these Illuminati motherfuckers. No, just kidding. I'm here talking some shit, ready to hear
talk,
all the clips you got for me.
Oh, what? Yeah, indeed. Tonight's gonna be cliptastic. Some things are going on. Some things are going down. One of the topics we're gonna talk about tonight. I won't get too deep into it because I want to like kind of open up the show a little bit and see who shows up. You know how you feel me. But one of the things we're gonna talk about tonight is definitely going to be imminent Trump impeachment.
Oh, is it gonna happen?
Imminent.
Is it gonna happen?
Yeah, 100%. I think that Trump is gonna get impeached, which means nothing. Bill Clinton got impeached, right?
Yeah, the House will impeach him, but will the Senate, Republican-controlled Senate, also impeach him?
No, I don't think so. I do not. I think that that's going to be like, yeah. I think that we've already, you know, you and I have fucking beat this horse to death repeatedly, and that's that the Democrats are just consistently showing their hands. That's what it's about. They're going to fucking show their hands. They don't give a fuck about, like, any sort of scruples or, like, planning or plotting. It's like, you could read the tea leaves. They're just, like, throwing out right there in front of you for you to see, for the whole world to see. And it's not like, it makes them look dumb. Like, they're obviously not a part of the Illuminati because they can't even get their shit together to fucking come together as one. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, that's kind of looks like chaos rules, not order.
Right.
So, but
press one to impeach Trump. Sorry.
But you're also saying that, you know, like the nothing burger that we thought the Ukraine, you know, call was, is you think is something turning something substantial, something with meat?
No.
Is it a real burger?
I don't think it's a real burger. I think that, again, this nothing burger distracts from the real meat and potatoes of what's wrong with Trump's presidency. And nor conservative nor Democrat is able to fucking pull their head out of the asses of some like collusion or conspiracy and Trump the president before he's even fucking elected. That's the one thing that pisses me off about this the most, but at the same time is the sweetest lining that makes Trump's presidency worth anything. And that's that no one in the sphere of media and politics, no one is getting anything done. Instead, we're just fucking arguing and bickering and creating collusion and conspiracy and pointing fingers and yelling and, you know, and creating propaganda around the whole thing.
Yeah, like
it's a big mill. Yeah, go ahead.
Like I was messaging yesterday, you know, like U.S. politics is pretty much, you know, half the country mad that the other half the country without their shit together, you know, call it Republicans, Democrats, whatever side you're on, you know, they don't have their shit together. And they're mad that the other side doesn't have their shit together. And they demand that they do it now. Whatever's wrong, whatever needs to be fixed immediately, whatever's corrupt needs to be immediately fixed. You know, the Democrats demand this of the Republicans. Republicans demand this of Democrats. And it seems that neither side has it together. Neither side wants to fucking work anything out. And they work really hard to just deadlock it and keep it how it is. I mean, like, it seems like it's just a broken, stupid, full retardania.
Right. Do you remember the days we used to talk about, like, titties and stuff?
Yeah, I remember titties.
You know,
we used to talk about, like, people getting double-fisted in the asshole. We had no cares in the world, you know? Like, there wasn't trying to destroy the world and fucking threatened over the stupidest shit. I mean, like,
yeah, like, we're not worried about, like...
We're going to war. What the fuck? Fuck oil fields. I don't give a shit.
whose oil field was that, by the way?
Aramco, Saudi Arabia.
Interesting. I think some foreshadowing. Anyways, fuck Saudi Arabia. You know, yeah. Fuck Israel.
Like in
the
chat right here. This guy believes corporations run the country, and Trump's just someone to blame. I mean, and that's pretty much probably more accurate to the truth. I mean, Trump has put more lobbyists into office than any other president before him, including, you know, Bush and Obama combined. I mean, he's appointing these people who do the work of corporations, who pass laws to help corporations, who maintain their profits, and then we want to think of him as just some imaginary boogeyman, but we don't want to look at who's sitting on that board. Like, you know, Walmart, evil Walmart, 20 people make those decisions, 20 people that most people don't know the names of, you know, and we need to start having accountability to these people who run these massive corporations, have more control than the average person.
And that's the crazy thing, too, these, like, massive corporations that kind of control the sway of things that way. Also, there's like behind the scenes, you know, financiers that are just putting their money into the actual protest. You know, I feel like a lot of things are exacerbated for fear, including, which I don't think we've really discussed this a lot yet, Greta. I regret, that's one thing I did not get clips of tonight is Greta. And I'm actually kind of happy about it because I feel like on both sides, a lot of people are just exploiting this young girl. She's like, what, 11? 10, 11?
Yeah, it pulls on heartstrings or guilt or you know, like a slap in the face that it's obvious propaganda, that's obvious, you know, like pushed by, you know, multi-million dollar, you know, groups, be it charities or nonprofits or corporations. But it's definitely not an organic way of trying to change the world.
Oh, indeed. And this is the craziest thing. Looking deeper into Greta for a minute, you can't do too much of it because it's just too sad. But like, there was a video that had surfaced of her taking questions after a UN conference. And it was like the after press conference. It was several people there, including Greta, getting asked questions. And obviously, reporters are like hammering on her. And it was at this point where you could tell that she was just really tired and didn't want to be there, you know, where like the guy's asking her legitimate questions and they're pandering to her, but at the same time she's refusing to answer and deflecting to someone else. It's similar to another prominent autistic entity that we might know, maybe like Donald Trump. That kind of dawned on me because they both fucking do the same thing. Like, why don't you ask this person a question? What up, bitch? Why don't you ask this person a question? Don't you think? Don't you fucking think? Greta and Donald Trump are one and the same. Prove me wrong.
Same person, huh?
Same
hair color.
Exact person. Yes, exactly. When you're part of the reptilian race, you can morph your fucking whole being. Aren't you like a shapeshifter? So fucking boom. There you go.
I mean, it's kind of like a form of the same politics, you know, like if Trump gets asked a question directly about policy, what are you going to do to this? I have the best people on it. Don't worry. You know, they talk to them. They know about the insides and outs. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing right here. I'm just saying it's going to be good. You know, like it's kind of the same thing with Greta. Like, I don't know how to fix the fucking talk to these scientists. It's like, did these scientists pay you to be here because no one would listen to them because they suck? I mean, I don't know.
I mean, can we talk about like mitigations to climate change, like seriously for a second? Like, what do you think would happen to society? And maybe I'm going too broad with this, but what would you think would happen to society if, like, overnight we went from an oil-dependent country to totally only sustainable energy and, you know, no vehicles that would use any sort of, like, gas or fossil?
Overnight?
Yeah, like, overnight. Okay, how about in a year span?
I mean, you would have to find how to replace so much industry. So much industry. I mean, how many jobs would be lost for people who work in oil fields, work in refineries, work on oil tankers going across the ocean, from gas station owners, car manufacturers? I mean, it's endless. I mean, the amount of people who would be out of work.
I feel like these are the things that like Greta Thunberg and her constituents don't really think of, or maybe they do. Maybe not. I can't really put that on Greta, but like, maybe your constituents understand what it would do to society as far as collapsing its forward movement. Yep. But before we move on too far, I want to get to Nightmare Zero's chats here. He says the Federal Reserve isn't ran by the government and it controls all the money, all of it. They have the highest power in the land. I totally agree with you. Yeah, I think end the Fed and we gain a portion of the country back. We also need to end the CIA and the NSA and end the FBI. We got to get rid of the major gang. Nightmare Zero also says every country in the world but like three of them have a central bank. All the central banks are backed by the US dollar as well. Back in the 70s, I believe it was in Reagan. I don't think you're correct on this, but
Nixon.
Nixon took gold away, and now money is paper and is traded for goods and services. The minute that money isn't traded for goods or services, it will collapse. That makes sense. I mean, the money, even gold, gold is kind of a commodity and it's used for a lot of shit, especially today. I feel like gold's worth more than it ever was in the past, being like a shiny rock. But I mean, most currency is just what you believe it to have value. I think like we haven't really seen a revolution as far as payment and currency and wealth is concerned since like cryptocurrency. Crypto, to a large extent, is based on belief that you have in it, and also, you know, inability to be hacked, so to speak. I digress from that. Climate change, man. Like,
well, I think it's all related. It's kind of pushing for that same idea that they want economical collapse so that, you know, there's a reliance on the government. There's a reliance on, you know, on more tax dollars to keep people in power and to them to distribute funds to keep people alive. You know, that if you are allowed to work for yourself and save for yourself, you know, that could always become dangerous because a new, you know, savvy, business savvy, tech savvy, anything, you know, could become the next rich person who could interrupt your plans. And I think that's kind of the whole problem.
Interesting. Yeah, back in the day, it was someone who, like, found a resource and, like, kind of, you know, used their initial find to, like, cut it off from anyone else finding, you know, especially with, like, gold and things like that, or oil eventually. But then, yeah, I guess today that's the biggest form of commerce that there is like, intellectual property through technological development. Unless you're a hardware guy, most of what, you know, like, big tech firms are making money off of code.
Yeah. I mean, somehow, you know, closed source commercial operating software came out since Windows for some reason. Seems that anyone who tries is bought out or sued into non-existence. We have Linux, we have an OS X, but for some reason, with all the MIT graduates, all the programmers, all the code on GitHub, all the advances in VR, Facebook, Google, not a single one wants to launch an OS that it can compete directly with Windows.
And that's interesting. I don't know. And I feel like, but Windows as well is like looking back on these other industries and saying, how do we cherry pick the best things ever? Like, I look at Windows 10, albeit I fucking hate their non-persistence on over their network to, like, keep the operating system going and being able to actually log into your computer. You need fucking internet now. They are implementing things that are closer to, you know, fine point controls through command line. Like, PowerShell is an absolutely amazing scripting language. And fucking their implementation of SSH and remote management, they're getting there, you know. I think things need to really be ironed out with, like, Samba, or just porting over some sort of NFS or SSHFS connectivity or abilities, rather. And they need to go back to hard drive, man. Fuck. But I don't know. I feel like it's a blurred line these days as far as development is concerned, because there's so much in innovation. It's about who has the money to take those ideas and put them forth in the market. Was that what you were speaking to? Fuck, I went off there.
I mean, just in general, just the idea of, you know, corporate dominance and the restriction of allowing new players into the market. And I feel like, you know, with the idea for, you know, driving, you know, single banking systems, or the idea of pressing government laws for, you know, forcing, you know, like, climate laws is dangerous in that sense, that no one can get those restrictions back, and it keeps the people in power in power. No one can come up with a better idea, you know, because it's written in law what is there and what isn't.
Wow, going hard tonight, verbose.xyz. If you're checking us out for the first time, thank you so much. Hardcore Wednesday tonight. I'm having super amounts of fun. Again, Miles Lower, Homeboy Crafter. Check out in the description our Discord channel if you ever want to get involved in the conversation. And props to Nightmare Zero tonight, fucking holding it down. Like, I'm really enjoying, we might not be able to get to all your comments, but, like, I'm enjoying the conversation. We're obviously like-minded. So this is the part of the show we're going to get some clips. Are you excited?
I love clips. Oh, they're so good. So juicy. In a meme-y fucking media world, that's all I can pay attention to is clips.
Right, exactly. They got to be, like, you know, 1 to 3 minutes. They're all over the place tonight as far as length, mostly short. But I got some interesting ones. This one's actually out of Australia. It's Nine News out of Australia. And
g'day, mate.
G'day. Shrimp on the Bobby said no Australian ever. But
I'm a fuckaroo in the arse, mate.
I'll didgeridoo in your pay hole, mate. That was almost Cockney. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I can't
anyways,
do a good accent. Let's go. Clip time.
Because you got to pick a pocket. Oh, fuck, that was horrible. I apologize. But anyway, so on like the brink of all this shit happening with Trump about to be impeached, this shit, like, I want to say 4 or 5 days ago, comes out of 9 News from Australia. I just randomly found this. And it's breaking news. Trump pressed Aussie Prime Minister for help to review Mueller inquiry. Why can't I? That's kind of juicy, you know, considering all that's been going down with this Ukrainian phone call and Russian collusion and fucking hype and zazz everywhere. And meanwhile, in the background, other countries have their own zazz spin off. Without further ado, Aussie news action. Here we go.
Just updating our breaking news now on our Prime Minister being caught up in a new controversy involving Donald Trump. Let's go straight to Nine's political editor, Chris Yeoman, in Canberra now. Chris, you have new information.
Yeah, we now know that the Australian government was approached by Donald Trump to help with the review of the Mueller inquiry. Now, that inquiry was into Russian interference in the American election, which Donald Trump was caught up in, went for quite some time, as you will recall, reported earlier this year. And the foundation stone of that was really a conversation that was had between Alexander Downer and a guy called George Papadopoulos back in 2016.
George Papadopoulos.
For the Trump campaign and told Downer that they had information from the Russians. And once that started to be released, well, what happened next was that the whole Russian scandal erupted. Now, I have a letter that has been just sent to me now, which is from Joe Hockey.
And what Who sends letters these days?
The U.S. Attorney General. And he says, I refer to President Trump's announcement on 24 May that you will investigate the origins of the Federal Bureau of Investigation's probe into Russian links to the 2016 U.S. election. I note that the President referred to Australia, the United Kingdom and the Ukraine as potential stakeholders. Moreover, I note that he has declassified intelligence material to support your investigation. The Australian government will use its best endeavours to support your efforts in this matter. While Australia's former High Commissioner to the United Kingdom, the Honourable Alexander Downer, is no longer employed by the government, we stand ready to provide you with all relevant information to support your inquiries. The Acting White House Chief of Staff, the Honourable Michael Mulvaney, has been copied on this letter. Now, this...
So what do you think of that? Like, on the precipice of fucking the shit with the Ukraine, we're already talking about, you know, cooperation with other world leaders about dirt on potential adversaries. Or what do you think?
I mean, in some ways, they can, oh, shit, he's asking, you know, the conservatives in Australia for help because, you know, they're not going to, you know, want to help the Democrats because they're very conservative douchebags, too. But in reality, I mean, like, they're one of the Five Eyes, I think, you know, like they're allowed to spy on all of our citizens so that, you know, the government can't, you know, be legally liable for when they spy on some of us so they can get their information from another country where laws are different. So of the Five Eyes countries, you know, to ask them, you know, they would have full logs. They would have, you know, information about the phone calls or texts, emails, I mean, anything. So in some ways, I think as a president, that's something that might happen if you're looking for evidence, you know, to support your innocence. But and also in some ways, it seems like, you know, from the Democrats' point of view, that it's collusion to stop that information from coming out.
Yeah, that's kind of the interesting thing about this. Even like, okay, so you're asking for help on this. And I think that if these weren't opponents, this wouldn't be like outlandish to ask a world leader on information from people that might be connected, but that being so close tied to you, it kind of seems suspicious. But the shit that's coming out of it, that's the fucking juicy juice, right? And it's like, let's distract from that. This is illegal. Don't look at us. We didn't do anything wrong, you know.
Yeah,
it's
kind of like abuse of a system that George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, and then Obama continued of, you know, calling these other countries and asking them to spy on people. Oh, we think this guy's doing terrorism. You know, get all his phone calls for us because we don't
always
have
under
a
the
warrant.
Guise of terrorism.
Yeah. And so like these kind of phone calls probably happened many times before, but now it's such a personal nature. It kind of changes things. But how did they not expect these laws would have been abused when they wrote them? And that's what, like, all these people that are outraged are the people who voted yes for this shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not. So, yeah, I mean, so this has happened. This is going down. This is the state of affairs, right? And as we continue on this amazing clip journey, I have one from NBC Nightly News, and this kind of kicks us off on the whole Ukrainian fucking phone call third party NSA gate. This is Donald Trump unleashes on House Democrats on Twitter. So that's the new spin. I love this. Is that Donald Trump, he mad. He mad. I won't give up too much because I have my opinions on this, but here we go. Without further ado, Donald Trump releases on the House Democrats on Twitter. It's fucking beautiful. Twitter being the president's platform. And before I get started on this, Jack Dorsey, man, you making money off the president. Just don't lie. You fucking love Donald Trump. We know you do. Here we go.
Tonight, a visibly angry President Trump unleashing on House Democrats.
It's a disgrace what's going on. They've been trying to impeach me from the day I got elected.
On Twitter with profanity, blasting do-nothing Democrats, wasting everyone's time and energy on BS. And taking new aim
he
at
wrote
the
out
whistleblower,
bullshit
whose complaint about the president's July call thing. With Ukraine's leader triggered the impeachment inquiry.
I think a whistleblower should be protected if the whistleblower's legitimate. The whistleblower said terrible things about the call.
Free Snowden.
But I then found out he was secondhand and third hand. In other words, he didn't know what was on the call.
In the complaint, the whistleblower acknowledges I was not a direct witness to most of the events described, but the inspector general this week said the anonymous intelligence official did have direct knowledge of certain alleged conduct.
What the whistleblower has set out that is within our power to this day to confirm, we see confirmed in that call record.
And it's the president's recent tweet pressing to interview and learn everything about the whistleblowers, sparking this response from top Democrat Adam Schiff.
This is a blatant effort to intimidate witnesses. It's an incitement to violence.
Those Democrats tonight threatening to subpoena the White House.
Always with the fucking incitement of violence.
Friday, and arguing that controversial Ukraine phone call alone is enough to move forward.
To my Republican colleagues that say, there's nothing to see here. If this conduct doesn't rise to the level of the concern the founders have, what conduct does?
Late today, President Trump seizing on a New York Times report that Schiff learned about the outlines of the whistleblower's concerns days before the complaint was filed.
I think it's a scandal that he knew before. I go a step further. I think he probably helped write it.
A spokesperson for Schiff firing back, at no point did the committee review or receive the complaint in advance. Later, standing beside the Finnish president, President Trump clashing with a reporter.
Finnish, not finished.
And his son are stone cold crooked. And you know it. Go ahead, ask a question.
The question, sir, was what did you want President Zelensky to do about Vice President Biden and his son Hunter?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, it's just a follow-up of what I just asked you, sir.
Did you hear me?
Did
you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Ask him a question.
I will. But
I've given you a long answer. Ask this gentleman a question. Don't be rude.
And that's the Finnish president,
the president
laughing
also
there.
Unloading on Schiff for subpoenaing documents from Pompeo, who today acknowledged he was on the Ukraine call, and demanding other State Department officials testify.
We don't call him Shifty Schiff for nothing. He's a
Shifty,
dishonest guy.
Shifty. He's Shifty.
Who, by the way, was critical of one of the great Secretary of States, graduated number one in his class at West Point. You know, there's an expression, he couldn't carry his blank strap. I won't say it.
His what?
I'll say it was so terrible to say. But that guy couldn't carry his blank strap. You understand that?
Tonight, top Democrats say they won't
so
let
good.
Their investigation drag on.
It's very sad. I don't see impeachment as a unifying thing for our country. I weighed those equities hard and long till I had the president's decision. That he did.
So far, no date has been set for
so
the whistleblower
somber.
To testify,
Man,
but the intelligence community's
so
independent
like
watchdog
cares at all.
Will return to Capitol Hill to meet with lawmakers behind closed doors this
Friday.
If they
would talk about it as much in Congress as they do on the news, this should be over.
Channel. Subscribe
right.
By clicking on
exactly.
That button down
fuck
here.
Your subscribe.
And click on
you
any
go
of the
fuck yourself.
Over here to watch the latest interviews, show highlights.
Sorry about
subscribe to your shit. Suck my dick.
Yeah. Yeah, suck my dick, CBS. No, I'm sorry, that was NBC. So the first one was Australian clip. This next one's NBC. No, okay, go ahead.
Of all that shit, you know, Trump freaking out. You know, this is so wrong. They're doing this. You know, this is just blah blah blah. Like, I don't know, he's kind of outraged for it. You know, thou doth protest too much. It's possible he did some shit. I believe that he's kind of a dirty guy overall, business dealings. But I also believe Joe Biden is as well. I believe they both probably committed crimes in Ukraine.
They both have their tendrils over there in Eastern Europe, for sure.
But I do agree with Trump on one thing. is that they've been trying to impeach him since the day he was elected. I would agree with that. And I hate the guy. I don't like Trump. I didn't vote for the guy. But I agree that the Democrats have been trying for impeachment or finding something he did wrong since day one.
Indeed. Indeed. And I just want to remind everybody out there in TV watching, this is fucking straight up, you know, mainstream media shit. And those first two were pretty unbiased. Now, I want to do a stark contrast here. I want to go how CBS News, CBS fucking News, right? I think it's Disney-owned corporation, right-leaning at some point, at one point. I don't know what that was, but I want to compare a few clips. I want to do like a wave of fucking, Dem to Republican fucking little wavelength here. So you can kind of put yourself in the mindset of how fucking polarized and how propagandist, I don't even know if that's an actual word, that our mainstream media is. So this next one is CBS News, and this is the first one that kind of has more biased spin on it rather than putting it out. And there's some, in this list, there's some ones that will surprise you. Regardless, this one's out of CBS News. It's Trump impeachment inquiry dividing moderate lawmen. Sounds tame enough, but I assure you this one's a juicy.
House Democrats' impeachment inquiry into President Trump is pushing lawmakers to pick sides ahead of the 2020 election. More than 220 congressional Democrats say they support the inquiry, but those in more moderate districts have been weighing the price of that support. In California, all seven freshman Democrats who defeated Republican incumbents in 2018 say they support an impeachment inquiry. In Nevada, one Republican congressman offered mild support for the process. Kate Irby and Umberto Sanchez join me now from Washington. Kate is a congressional correspondent for McClatchy, and Umberto is a congressional correspondent for the Nevada Independent.
Yo, what up, Umberto?
Welcome to you both. Umberto, let me begin with you. Nevada Republican Congressman Mark Amadei said he supports moving forward with an impeachment inquiry. What else did he say?
He said that he is a fan of oversight and that he believes there should be an attempt to get to evaluate the complaint filed by the whistleblower, and but he has spent the last few days trying to underscore the fact that he is not for impeachment. There's a difference between the inquiry and actually impeaching the president, and he got a lot of blowback from Republicans and social media in particular in the district, concerned that he was basically signaling that he supports impeaching the president, which he does not support.
Well, Kate, seven freshman Democrats in California unseated Republican incumbents in 2018. All of them now support an impeachment inquiry. What are they saying about why they reached that decision?
So they're kind of across the board. You have four of them who had already been for impeachment during Mueller investigation. And then you had three more who came out in the case in the course of this Ukraine investigation and said that they did now support it. So the latest ones to come on were Representative Josh Harder and Representative T.J. Cox. And they have basically said that if these allegations are true, then that does warrant an impeachment vote, especially Representative Josh Harder, who said he actually does support an impeachment vote at this time if these allegations are proven to be true, whereas Representative T.J. Cox, who was the very last Californian of the seven to come in favor of impeachment, said that he just favors the inquiry right now, which is where...
I know how many people are for it. I know how many people are for it. I know the people who...
That's not the clip I thought it was.
People, they're all for it. And it's just like, and no one... You researched all this shit. You have no other evidence. You're just going to keep talking about shit and just going on, and no one's going to do anything, and no one's going to investigate, and we're working on it. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you all. It's like non-news. It's like we have no update, but we're going to talk about everything we have over and over and over. Let's analyze the things we have that don't mean anything. Let's talk about that now. It's like, fuck me. God damn it, what happened to journalism? What happened to having a point?
Right? It's like, okay, we don't have evidence, but here's what we don't have. Like, what? You know, fucking come back to me when you got something. So blow hard at CBS. It gets worse. I got one from Fox News here. And the reason I chose this one is because we rarely get to hear from this person. We see his face from time to time, and it's superimposed with the Hitler mustache on Time magazine. But why don't we talk to him now in the throes of his connection as well to Eastern Europe? This is Don Jr. If I lied like Schiff, they'd throw me in jail. This is at Fox News. Did I have to even say that? Here we go. Let's fucking do this. You ain't even ready. Don Jr. Boom.
Joining us now, he is the son of the president of the
United States. By the way, this is on Hannity.
Donald Trump Jr. Sir, how are you? Now, let's just for a second, let's play a game. Let's say that Donald Trump is the vice president. He probably wouldn't like the demotion. Say Donald Trump, your dad, is the vice president. And let's say he takes over Ukraine. And let's say Donald Trump Jr., who has no experience in Ukraine, no experience in oil, gas, or energy, you get paid millions of dollars. And in China, it's even better. You fly an Air Force Two with Dad, and then you get a $1.5 billion deal in private equity with Whitey Bulger's nephew and John Kerry's stepson, not Goldman Sachs or Deutsche Bank, not anybody that has real experience. What do you think
the mob
would be doing?
They totally let me do that, Sean. They would totally let me do that, right? If I went to China and did that, Sean, and I came back with $1.5, not $1.5 billion, $1.5, we would solve the media problem because their heads would explode. There'd be no fake news media left. That's how bad it would be. The whole thing is ridiculous, Sean, whether it's the Biden scandal and that this has gone on. Beyond that, look at the stuff going on in their personal lives. You think they'd let Donald Trump Jr. get away with that? You think that would be off limits for Donald Trump?
Talking about himself in third person? Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
You have Adam Schiff. You did a great job sort of mentioning many of the lies. If I lie even a little bit in front of those guys, like Adam Schiff has lied to the American people and in front of Congress the other day, they'd throw me in jail for perjury. He's done it over and over. You forgot to mention the one where he's probably the person that magically leaked my emails and edited them, which was the big CNN bombshell to make it seem like I got the WikiLeaks stuff a week before as opposed to a week after.
Didn't you actually, in the middle of the hearing, I heard a rumor, you can confirm this, that he kept leaving the room and then all of a sudden, seconds later, what happened moments ago in the room was being reported on fake news CNN. Did that happen?
Sean, I was in there for about 9 hours, and magically, when I got done at about 7:30 at the night, I go and look at my Twitter feed to catch up on the news of the day, and starting at about the first bathroom break, CNN is live-tweeting essentially the contents of the hearing. Now, I don't know, but Adam Schiff has never been afraid of a microphone. He's never met a camera he didn't love, and frankly, he's never met a camera he didn't lie to. Adam Schiff is basically the Jussie Smollett of Congress on steroids.
Got
him. I've never seen anything so ridiculous. And if a Republican member of Congress tried to get away with this, the media would be all over them. They wouldn't just accept it. You had people, what was it, BuzzFeed today? Well, it doesn't really matter that Adam Schiff lied to us because he's pushing our agenda. He's pushing our narrative. More importantly, Sean, the American people see it. They get it. They see Nancy Pelosi. Oh, we'd like to maybe talk about health care and maybe USMCA. They haven't done anything.
We need that. You sign the USMCA,
years,
bitch.
They haven't tried to do one single piece of legislation. The reality is this. They hate Trump more than they love America. And more importantly, they want to resist Trump more than they ever wanted to work for their constituency. It's disgusting.
So, I think more well-spoken than Donald Trump Sr. What do you say?
I mean, definitely. He didn't get that New York weird accent either, so that's pretty cool.
He doesn't sound like a Jew? Is that what you mean?
I didn't say it.
Fucking, and he makes some good points, but and here's what I'm trying to go with here, is like, what's coming out of his mouth is probably bullshit. But it sounds good, right? Yeah, it's fucking. It's
better bullshit than his father puts out. Like, nah, this is just bullshit.
But I think that Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump is entertaining as well. Have you watched one of his campaigns or whatever? You know, have you ever watched a fucking Trump rally?
Yeah, it's like wrestling speech.
It's awesome, yeah. And I think, like, yeah, fucking Donald Trump Jr. is a good Shane McMahon. That's all I'm trying to say here. He's a fucking perfect Shane McMahon. But I'm also trying to make the point, too, like, fucking, you listen to CBS, what's going on fucking mainstream CBS, and you almost die inside because you're falling asleep. You go, people talk such shit about Fox News, but you turn it on, and fucking, it's electrifying how fucking funny and quick and entertaining it is. Like
electrifying sports entertainment. Exactly,
you feel me, homie. That's what I'm saying.
Number one in the world, electrifying sports entertainment.
Sports news entertainment.
World,
you know what I mean?
Wrestling.
They took what InfoWars did, and they fucking refined it, man. And I think a testament to that is definitely Tucker Carlson. He's a fucking gem in the rough. And you hate him all you want, you know, but he's not like a traditional conservative. He's more like a populist. And I feel like his talking points speak to logic, whether you like that or not. You know, it's up to you. But here's a nice little clip about all that's going on with this straight from the horse's mouth, Tucker Carlson. Go.
Well, good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson tonight.
Oh, fucking
when you
missed you, baby.
Listen to Nancy Pelosi tell it, impeaching the president is really the last thing she ever wanted to do. In fact, she hadn't even considered it, really, until the day that the news of Trump's norm-shattering phone call with the president of Ukraine emerged into public view. It was at that point that impeachment became entirely inevitable. As a patriotic American and a person of deep and sincere and passionate religious faith, Nancy Pelosi really had no choice at that point. The die was cast. She had to remove the president from office immediately.
Immediately.
That's Nancy Pelosi's story.
God told
her. We don't read minds on this show, so we can't really tell you if it's true or not. What we can say with absolute certainty, provable certainty, Washington has been thinking about impeaching Donald Trump for an awful long time. In fact, before he was even elected president, if you can imagine that, they were thinking about impeaching him. Consider the following clip. It's from a woman called Evelyn Farkas.
Farkas was an Obama appointee
at the Defense Department.
Clip on a clip, bro.
Last administration's
only on Verbose.xyz.
Ukraine policy. She was also an enthusiastic booster of the Hillary Clinton president campaign in 2016.
Farkas, by the way.
2 weeks before the last election,
Farkas appeared at a panel discussion,
which, thankfully for us, was videotaped.
Someone
asked Farkas who she thought would win the election. And here's what she said.
We do have a strong system of checks and balances. And actually, if Donald Trump were elected, I believe he'd be impeached pretty quickly, or somebody else would have to take over government. And I'm
this is pre-2016.
Not even joking.
To get elected, and of course that's likely not to happen, she said he would be impeached. Now, to be completely clear, we are not alleging that Evelyn Farkas was part of a conspiracy. Conspiracies suggest secrecy.
Oh, really?
Farkas and the rest of the national security state did.
This is what I'm talking about right here.
Hidden. They all but bragged about it. They hated Donald Trump from day one.
How do you define
secrecy? Yes, Donald Trump
is
vulgar, but that had nothing to do with why they hated him.
Hmm.
They disagreed with Trump profoundly, and by the way, disagreed with most American voters.
You gotta tell someone.
Particularly on the question of Russia.
Someone's gotta be involved in that web of secrecy.
But more than anything, and this is
the
key.
If the person you told was also involved and paid for it,
Donald Trump said
is that
or did.
Still telling, or is that just continuation
and
of
that was the
conspiracy.
Unforgivable crime. So from day one, they planned to take him out. This Ukraine nonsense is just the latest pretext for doing that. There have been a lot of them. Russia, Stormy Daniels, fill in the blanks. It's like Mad
Russia,
Wars.
Russia, Russia.
A story in the New York Times this morning reveals every bit as much that this is just yet another pretext. It turns out that House Intel Committee Chairman Adam Schiff knew about the whistleblower complaint before it was even filed. In fact, he orchestrated the story in secret long before you or I or anyone else in the country heard about it. The so-called whistleblower contacted Schiff's office, which recommended a lawyer for him or her. Schiff later lied about that on television, brazenly, openly. He claimed his office had never spoken to the CIA employee directly. Schiff had to know admitting that would undermine the story and hence impeachment himself. By the way, tonight there are credible rumors that Adam Schiff himself planted today's bombshell New York Times story. He knew it would come out, and he wanted the most sympathetic possible coverage. That's the line. We can't confirm that. But either way, the story this morning gravely damages the credibility of the claims Schiff and others are making. Not that anyone in Washington cares. They've been waiting for this moment for 3 years, no matter what the story was.
Good, right? Tucker Carlson's legit, man. Like,
wow.
He's got, I don't, you know, if he was a, he'd be a good, like, you know, rapper. This is like white people rap. Tucker Carlson, you know, holding it down like a G. People be knocking on his door, telling him, like, you can't be talking that conservative trash around here. And he's like, get the fuck off my lawn before I get my 38 special. I don't. Yeah. So, I mean, fucking Fox News, man. People talk shit and like they want to say, oh, I don't watch Fox News. Bro, you're missing out because it's fun and it's funny. And I don't see anything on the left. The left is like, you know, it's like the cringe part of the internet. The right is like the funny, meme-y side of the internet, you know? Both of it's bullshit, but like, but still, it, you know, it has its specific entertainment value. If you're depriving yourself from one, you're...
Don't take too much of either side in, because, like, it pollutes you. You'll start believing shit. Like, you'll try to refer back to facts, and you'll only have quotes from shows. It's not good.
Oh, totally.
It's not good.
Totally. So, don't do what we do. This is, we're like stunt reporters.
Get a feel of your local environment, of people you talk to, you know, and if their beliefs are filled with weird shit, move away. But otherwise, you know, that's how you should vote.
Yeah, totally. Fucking, oh my God, like, did you actually, this just happened today, the breaking news here, not really, this happened midday today, but did you hear that Bernie Sanders had some sort of heart or cardiac event?
Yeah, they implanted 2 stents in Bernie Sanders' heart. He had some emergency surgery. God damn, that guy's old. He almost died running for president. Wow. So kind of big, you know, a big setback to anybody who is, you know, like, when he was saying, you know, his health wasn't an issue and no one should worry about that. I mean, obviously that's not the case.
It's so sad, man. Like, yeah, I hate to see this happen to Bernie. I think that he was a formidable opponent in 2016. I really wish we would have, I wish the DNC wasn't so corrupt. We would have saw like social democracy or, you know, socialism versus, you know, crony capitalism. That would have been a beautiful contrast, something to really sink your teeth into and to like finally put America in this paradigm of like, okay, this is like, you know, the fucking World Series of ideas. This is the fucking, what do white people watch hockey? This is the fucking Stanley Cup of ideas. You know what I mean? Like, but instead what we got was bullshit and more professional wrestling. Like, Trump versus Hillary, give me a break. No wonder Trump. And we'll hear a little bit from Hillary later, but were we going to speak to that point? And
I have no idea.
We'll hear a little bit from Hillary. I like that. Trump, dude, he only got elected on the, you know, on the backs of people's hatred for another. And I feel like that's what we're rearing up for 2020. You know, we have the best candidate out there for everybody, and her name is Tulsi Gabbard, aka Isla. If you really want to do us a favor, Tulsi Gabbard, if you're out there fucking watching verbose.xyz, watching verbose right now, because you know it's Wednesday and this is your favorite show ever, and you play with Clit to our show, which I'm kind of thinking about that now. That's hot.
I mean, she's the only Democratic candidate in the realm of pushing America forward in the same ideals that we've set forward before. Instead of trying to change what America is or rewrite, you know, how we do things, like, you know, from making everything socialism or from banning bump stocks, fucking Republicans, or, you know.
That's not even a Republican point.
Yeah, she's the only one pushing forward with an agenda, really, that kind of leaves things intact.
Yeah, and who doesn't want to legalize prostitution? Fucking.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're going to be banging hoes anyway, we shouldn't waste time arresting you. If we're not arresting potheads, you know, we shouldn't arrest dudes banging whores.
And if the government's going to regulate anything, it should be keeping whores clean so that you don't get an STD. Yeah. Bottom line. Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Fucking a proper role for a pimpish government as it is.
They get rid of guns because of, you know, public safety issues, but they don't get rid of herpes or chlamydia. What the fuck?
Right? Seriously, come on, government. You're fucking slacking over here. Do something about my chlamydia now. And, you know, that shit's starting to become, what would you say, antibiotic resistant. It's fucking crazy, man. Don't fucking get fuck around at fucking hippie shows and shit and get you some fucking chlamydia. That shit sucks. You fucking peeing cottage cheese out your dick.
Yeah, but so, if Tulsi's selling, you know, I'm buying, even if it's cottage cheese dick.
Yeah, I digress on the whole fucking Democratic fucking, you know, layout. You know, I think Tulsi Gabbard should be there. She's not going to get the attention she deserves. Bernie falling off the platform makes me wonder what's going to happen. Is it going to be Creepy Joe or Elizabeth Warren? But does that also leave room for lesser candidates like Tulsi Gabbard or Andrew Yang? Who knows? I want the lesser two evils, and actually, I want what's good for this country. Fuck the lesser two evils. You know what I mean? Like, we've been playing that game for too long, and it sucks that the way the system is set up and the way that it's been gamed, we get the shit into the stick. That being said, this is an entertaining conversation, and what we just witnessed with Fox News, even though you might not agree with it, fucking quite entertaining. But on the other tip of things, you want to get real fucking serious and start talking about like conspiracies and shit and fucking really get the paranoia going, why not visit CBS News? Who'd have thought? This clip is called Trump Lashes Out at Democrats Amid Impeachment Inquiry. I feel this is like some primetime fucking crazy fucking shit. And it just blows my mind that, you know, when you listen to like clips from the right and then you go to a clip like this, it's just like, this is the fuel that like Rush Limbaugh uses to fucking do his job every time we go.
This was a day like no other in American politics. It started with the House Speaker and Intelligence Committee Chairman warning President Trump not to intimidate witnesses in their impeachment inquiry. The president tweeted they're wasting their time on BS, but he used the long form.
Oh.
But the threat of subpoena seemed to raise his anger to a new level. Weijia Zhang was in the Oval Office today asking
tough questions.
He used
an expletive.
Weijia, have we ever seen the president angry like this before?
Angry? Weijia, is he angry?
Frustrated President Trump plenty of times, but today he became visibly angrier as the day went on, both inside the Oval Office and at a press conference. He refused to answer questions, spewed falsehoods, and scolded reporters, creating an awkward situation.
That sounds like business as usual.
He was by his side for all of it.
It sounds like business as usual. Fuck around.
Concerns that you are putting the whistleblower's life in danger.
Well, the whistleblower is very inaccurate.
Be so mad.
Suggested the whistleblower should not be protected because the president said he or she is not legitimate.
He wrote a vicious conversation. In other words, he either got it totally wrong, made it up.
But your own DNI said the call transcript was consistent with the complaint. So should...
No, he didn't say that. You have to take a look.
So we did.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm...
Under oath, Acting Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire said this about a summary of a call between the president and Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky one day after the White House released it.
The whistleblower's complaint is in alignment with what was released yesterday by the president.
The complaint highlights Mr. Trump's request for Zelensky to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Democrats argue to uncover dirt for the 2020 election. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff pushed back on Mr. Trump's attacks.
The president of the United States Trump asked that leader a favor, though. And no attack on the whistleblower or anyone else is going to change those underlying facts.
Today, President Trump punted a question about his motive during a joint press conference with Finland.
What did you want President Zelensky to do with regard to Joe and Hunter Biden?
Biden and his son are stone cold crooked. And you know,
oh, yeah.
The question, sir, was what did you want President Zelensky to do about Vice President Biden and his son Hunter?
Are you talking to me?
The president
that was cut together, by the way,
while refuting a New York Times report that he suggested law enforcement shoot migrants in the legs to slow them down. The Times wrote President Trump talked about fortifying a border wall with a water-filled trench stocked with snakes or alligators. And he wanted the wall electrified with spikes on top that could pierce human flesh.
That's a lie.
Zombie invasion wall.
It's linked to what he calls a fake newspaper.
Mexican zombie invasion, same fucking thing.
He went on to say the owner also owns Amazon, so there's a conflict of interest. But Nora, the authors of that book are reporters for the New York Times.
I'm gonna get zucked over here.
So he was wrong on that. I have to ask you, Weijia, because you've covered the president since the campaign. How is today different?
You know, Nora, he's wearing it on his face now. Before, perhaps he was milder and tried to control
his
anger,
we stressed
which
him
we are
the fuck
visibly
out.
Seeing in his words.
Dude, there's not enough Adderall in the world to stop this man.
He is fired up and upset because this story is not going away. He even cut that press conference short and threatened to file a major lawsuit against people involved in the Russia investigation. And Nora, he's gone
from calling the media
fake news to the corrupt news.
The corrupt news. Oh. That is like, I think that's more appropriate, honestly. I think that's more appropriate. It's corrupt as fuck. It's like the propaganda machine news.
Yeah. Journalism has kind of gone away.
Yeah, fucking A. It's like, we don't have anything with this, so we're going to just take all the clips where, you know, actual reporters that are getting in the thick of things are kind of stressing them out. But it's these clips, to me, speak volumes to business as usual. It's like normal Trump interactions with the press. You're acting like he hasn't fucking been like, you are fake news for fucking day one.
Yeah. He hasn't kicked people out of fucking the White House press room, you know, and had it be court ordered to send them back. You know, like these are normal interactions of him, you know, battling with the press, and when, you know, asked repeatedly questions that he feels are offensive, to, you know, kind of want to kick people out. That's kind of his thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like what's going on with the whole Ukrainian phone call third party investigation, I like to call it. That this is, again, like nothing. He's been dealing with fucking Russia since day one. You think the Ukrainian phone call is going to fucking do anything? I think the fuck not. Shout out to Powerful Ho. Thanks for joining us tonight. Super appreciate you. And I don't know if you've been watching the show lately, but we want to get you on the show. I'm just calling you out right now. I feel like I'm right of center. Crafter is left of center. And then to have someone that's more right-leaning might be interesting in the show. I want to do vice versa as well, get someone more left-leaning. But, you know, just throwing that there, food for thought.
It'd be hard
like
to get someone
left-leaning,
you know, because it's hard to speak through that mask.
Oh, Gotti. Fuck Gotti. John Gotti. Trey Gowdy, motherfuckers. I wish I had some Trey Gowdy clips. That shit's gangster. Have you watched it? See, that's another example of how, like, the right is so much more entertaining. Like, you put fucking, you know, Trey Gowdy up against Nancy Pelosi, both at one point speakers of the House. Fucking Trey Gowdy's gonna fucking mop the floor with her fucking dementia ass. It's not even funny. You know, you feel me? That being said, CBS News kind of surprised me, right, of how left they kind of are with things and kind of reaching, you know, or like that dry broadcaster. And trying to do the talking heads thing, but not really prepared and just reading from a teleprompter constantly, you know, that shit. I found some clips from the Washington Post that I was very surprised how actual moderate they were, just presenting the information as is and giving a moderate to rightly twisted kind of perspective on Washington Post of all places. This current clip is called what the fuck? Sorry, I lost my place. Fucking the retardania kind of said. And anyways, Trump rails against Democrats media as Democrats media, blah, 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 as impeachment inquiry ramps up. Let me read that again. Trump rails against Democrats media.
Ramps up. It's been ramping up for fucking 14 days or some shit. But, you know, just ramping up. Just ramping up. Yeah. Just getting started, guys. Just barely settling down to get over these things. Five pages. It took me 2 weeks. Fuck.
Well, that's what it is. It's
report.
Inquiry.
Got cliff notes. Fuck.
You and I have been talking about this since day one of Russiagate. Fucking, it's just this inquiry, right? This isn't actual impeachment. This isn't doing anything. This is like, we're causing a hubbub about it.
Yeah, let's get the evidence, fucking interview the goddamn people, and then fucking come to the public with something. Get something, some evidence. Don't just create outrage for outrage's sake.
And we indeed have heard some biased twists tonight, but let's hear it directly from the president's mouth as Washington Post puts it out, uncut. And let's see what you think after this. Let me tell you what.
Unless you heard the Adam Schiff version where he made up my conversation. He actually made it up. It should be criminal. It should be treasonous. He should resign from office in disgrace. And frankly, they should look at him for treason because he is making up the words of the president of the United States. Call him Shifty Schiff. We don't call him Shifty Schiff for nothing.
He's Shifty Schiff.
Shifty, dishonest guy. He couldn't carry his blank strap. I won't say it because they'll say it was so terrible.
Blank strap. Blank
but strap. That guy couldn't carry his blank strap. There's needles and drugs all over the street. There's tents. There's people that are dying in squalor. Gavin Newsom, he's another beauty. I was sued by him. He's a do-nothing. He says, hey, tell Vlad I'll talk to him after the election's over. I'll talk to him. Nobody reports that.
Finland is the happiest country in the world.
Finland is a happy country.
What can you learn? What can you learn from Finland?
Well, if you got rid of Pelosi and you got rid of Shifty Schiff.
We have tried to discuss about that.
Finland is a happy country. He's a happy leader, too.
That dude seemed funny.
I think a whistleblower should be protected if the whistleblower's legitimate. I'm glad they're interested in Finland, but what can you do? I'm interested in Finland. We had the Mueller collusion delusion, okay? That went on for years. Now, I get 3 days of peace, and I'm walking into the United Nations, going to meet with the biggest leaders in the world, and I hear about the word impeachment. I said, what did I do now? Maybe for the first time in 3 years, I'll have a good question, and I'll love it. Oh, I love that question. It shows that Schiff is a fraud.
And
I love that question. Thank you, John.
So can I finish asking it?
Yes, there's nothing to finish.
He sounds so angry, too, doesn't he?
Very carefully. There are those that think I'm a very stable genius, but I probably will be bringing a lot of litigation against a lot of people having to do with the corrupt investigation, having to do with the 2016 election. They couldn't find one damn thing. She hands out subpoenas like they're cookies. Look, Biden.
It would be a pretty weird son, day. To see Trump start stone, winning lawsuits against people crooked. For slander
the question, sir, was
and
what
libel.
Did you want President Zelensky?
That would be interesting. That would be a weird day. Mueller, there's a lot in Mueller report. There's
a
lot.
Just a follow-up of what I just asked you, sir.
Listen, the best is the peeing in the prostitutes in Russia.
I would, it's like you read my mind.
I just wanted to follow up on the one that I asked you, which
did
was,
you hear
what
me?
Did you want
did you hear
to,
me?
Yes,
ask him a question.
I will. But
I've given you a long answer. Ask this gentleman a question. Don't be rude. I'm airing what I'm airing because we are, in fact, a democracy.
Oh, shit.
And if the press were straight
Republic.
And honest and forthright and tough, we would be a far greater nation. We would be a far greater when we don't have the CNNs of the world who are corrupt people. Thank you
corrupt
very much,
news.
Everybody.
Fucking corrupt news.
CIA news. CNN links to the CIA are substantial. Most of the hosts are directly married or related to CIA officers. I mean, it is crazy. The connection CIA and CNN go deep.
Anderson Cooper, man. That's the most obvious, most blatant. And it's weird. It's fucking strange. Shout out to all the newbies tonight. Thank you for fucking showing up. We're enjoying ourselves tonight. I hope you are too. Hit us up in the comments. Join our Discord. Should be in the description. Love y'all. Mean it. That's a fun clip, and that's coming straight out of fucking Washington Post, which is an interesting string of quotes that doesn't cast the president, I think, in a foul manner. What do you think? I'm misreading that?
I mean, I feel like they were still trying to, but. Yeah, it doesn't come off with the same tone as all the other angry clips where it's just him, you know, telling people to shut up or interrupting. I mean, because it's just like every other press conference when it's kind of a hostile environment with the press, which has happened multiple times throughout this presidency.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, irate, harassing, you feel. Like, that one fucker from CNN that, like, ripped the mic back from the chick that was doing her job. That was so crazy.
It was crazy they accused him of like assaulting her too. Like it was definitely not that serious. It was
that's
a very
true.
Minor squabble. It was not enough to like, you know, like consider like he hurt her in some way. It was
he molested that woman.
But it shows like both sides' willingness to exploit anything and turn and blow anything out of proportion.
Ah, thank you, Jim Acosta. Thank you. Sorry. But yeah, exactly. Turn anything into like a fucking outrage, you know, outrage culture. Both sides are doing it. We love it. We eat it up.
Don't let any crisis go to waste.
Now, speaking of outrage culture, I was going to go on to another Washington Post clip that's talking about Hillary Clinton talking on Trump in the wake of Ukraine. I might hold on to that for next week because I have a surprise. Unless you want to see, do you want to hear that one?
I love clips.
I mean, that's a good one. All right, it's a good one. I just, you know, I as long as you're still into it, Kraft, I don't want you to.
A week from now, it could be stale. I don't know.
That's true, and this is a pertinent clip right now. And this is your girl, fucking Hillary Clinton, right here, throwing it down on
Hillary!
Several different.
throwing it down on several. Watched Bill Clinton get his dick sucked? Do you ever think like she ever watched Monica Lewinsky?
I think so. I think so. Yeah, I definitely do.
She a freak.
Yeah, she a freak, dude. I think that Bill and her both munched on the same carpet, so to speak.
I bet.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, that being said, let's listen to her talk shit about Trump on several different platforms, including our favorite comedy outfits with Stephen Colbert and shit. It's fucking, you know, par for the course. Here we go, Hillary. Tell me,
Secretary of State, how would you feel if the president was sending Rudy Giuliani out to actually handle foreign policy? Because that's what he says. He's saying, I'll hook you up with my private attorney.
Yeah, that would be a big problem. Okay. Yeah, you know, presidents often use, as do secretaries of state, you know, they might use an envoy or a special advisor to deliver a message. Again, it's supposed to be carefully thought through. And from what we've seen on television,
getting Matrix.
It's not one of
getting Matrix a little bit. It'll come back.
Is to make sure that he knows, number one, what the president's going to say on those calls. I mean, these are usually very highly prepared calls. Because you've got a president who doesn't listen to anybody and doesn't follow instructions whatsoever.
Got it.
I'm not sure they've even given up on trying to give him any sorts of preparation because they don't know what he's going to say.
The evidence concerning Ukraine is so dramatic and irrefutable because it came right out of the White House. So let the impeachment inquiry proceed. I know
let it proceed.
A thoughtful, thorough job. Nobody should jump to any conclusions.
He has turned American diplomacy a cheap extortion racket.
Don't jump to conclusions,
now, sadly,
but I already did.
The evidence shows he's guilty. Don't jump to conclusions.
What the fuck?
We knew that he and his campaign invited foreign adversaries to tamper with our elections. And now we know that in the course of his duties as president, he's endangered us all by putting his personal and political interests ahead of the interests of the American people.
The President of the United States is lying to Americans to delegitimize the democratic process. Yes, of course, it's abhorrent, it's delusional, but it's also strategic. When we add this all up, we have a fundamental set of threats to the bedrock of our democracy. And like, anyone who stands in the way of confronting those threats, from Mitch McConnell and his allies to the president himself, is abdicating their responsibility to protect and defend the Constitution.
What? You mean like the Second Amendment and shit? You mean like the First Amendment and shit, bitch? The fuck are you talking about? And I think it's funny, like at the beginning of the clip, she's like, no one can control him. And then later on, she's like, it's a calculated, it's a calculated event. Everyone's involved. You know what I mean? Like, fuck, dude, which one is it?
Is Trump the smartest guy in the room that's fooling everyone? Or does
Oh, my God. 4D chess. I'm tired of it, man. Like, no.
Is he an idiot or is he a genius? Is he an idiot that, you know, can't control himself in a call, but yet only says things in such a way that you have no direct evidence? Like, you didn't have a threat directly of, you know, you do this and I'll get you more aid, or you do this and I'll release your aid, or nothing like that. But he's smart enough not to say it, but then, you know, off the handle as well. It's really weird. It's a really weird double standard that they call his intelligence.
Yeah. I wouldn't call him an idiot, but he's more like a meathead. You know, he's like one of these New Yorkers with machismo. Like, that's how he's approaching it. There's no couth to him. And I think that's the weird thing on seeing that on the international stage. But I think there's leaders that really are they're eating it up. It's like doing, you know, back in the day when they were making millions and getting their dicks sucked under the table. I think it reminds a lot of these leaders of those golden age days, you know, hanging out with this guy who's fucking like I got the best yachts, the best gold, the best dealings, and yeah, you know what I mean?
He, motherfucker shits on gold toilets. Literally shits on gold fucking toilets.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. So yeah, I mean, like, people...
He hangs out with Jeffrey Epstein. He has the best pussy.
The best. We haven't talked about Jeffrey Epstein in a while. I want to interject here for a second and say, we still do not know the extent of how many people were abused by Jeffrey Epstein and his web of deceit and human trafficking. Fuck that man. And fuck whoever murdered him, because we'll never be able to uncover the fucking... the filthy chain that connects so many of these people to a life of generous. Fuck you, Jeffrey Epstein. And going through trial so we could get to the bottom. I understand why you're murdered, but I do not accept it. That being said, we're talking a lot about Trump tonight. And what's one of the main reasons that you and I can get down on hating Trump?
I mean, just... his overall dishonesty in life, his level of greed, his level of manipulating the system through decades to profit himself, has very little concern for the people around him or his wives, three ex-wives.
But like, what exact things that have occurred within his presidency that you and I can agree on that we don't like about?
In his presidency that he's done?
Yeah.
I mean, shit. That's hard on the spot. I mean, I really have a problem with him personally, really. Like, I don't like him as a person, his personality.
I'm talking about as a president. What choice or choices has he made during this presidency that I think you and I can agree on that is egregious on the world stage?
Egregious. I mean, the Saudi Arabia stuff,
Bingo, motherfucker. That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, Israel stuff as well.
Yeah, indeed. But they're interconnected, I do believe.
Yeah.
I think the Israel, Palestine, Saudi Arabia, Iran, the whole paradigm is kind of interconnected. And we'll get to that in a little bit.
Yeah, so, like, he called out Obama for, funding terrorism in Syria and stuff like that, but then, he turns around and provides, weapons and, even wants to give nuclear weapons to Saudi Arabia. I mean, they're the biggest terrorist funding country in the world. The only candidate willing to say it out loud now is Tulsi Gabbard, it seems.
For real. Even going so far as to go into Syria and really figure out who's fucking to the bottom of this. What the fuck is going on with Tulsi motherfucking Gabbard? Even the Democrat Party is like, you don't have authorization to go over there.
Shut up, bitch. Don't blame Obama. Don't blame the prince.
Don't blame the prince. It's funny you say that. The prince, the Saudi prince, was actually on 60 Minutes this weekend.
Dude.
How about them apples?
I mean, he's probably going to try to fucking kill me now for calling him a douche. But he's such a fucking douche. Fuck your family, bro. You should have no right to rule something just because your fucking great-great-grandfather owned a bunch of fucking slaves and cut dicks off black people and shit. You're an asshole. Fuck off. Kill yourself.
Now, with that introduction, we'll go on to a little synopsis and some of the clips from this 60 Minutes interview. This is like pre-interview stuff and also talks a little bit about the attack. So here we go. This is straight out of 60 Minutes.
The Saudi crown prince warned Sunday of a spike in oil prices if the world doesn't unite to deter Iran. Mohammed bin Salman spoke to CBS's 60 Minutes, more than 2 weeks since attacks on the heartland of the Saudi oil industry.
If the world does not take a strong and firm action to deter Iran, we will see further escalations that will threaten world interests.
Oh, we have to do something about it.
Oil supplies will be disrupted, and oil prices will jump to unimaginably high numbers that we haven't seen in our lifetimes.
So if you don't do something about this, you're going to pay a shit ton for gas.
The killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi nearly 1 year ago.
Khashoggi.
Did you order the murder of Jamal Khashoggi?
Absolutely not. This was a heinous crime, but I take full responsibility as a leader in Saudi Arabia.
Is that because you killed him?
Especially since it was committed by individuals working for the Saudi government.
Oh, yes.
Khashoggi was last seen entering a Saudi consulate in Turkey, where he was killed. 11 Saudi suspects have been put on trial in secretive proceedings, but only a few hearings have been held. MBS, as the Saudi prince is often known, has not visited the U.S. or Europe since.
So, Saudi prince was on 60 Minutes, and just as we would have suspected, claims that he had nothing to do with Khashoggi's murder. What do you think about that?
There's no way he wasn't involved. It was definitely him. It's definitely him who ordered it.
It's beautiful. I love it. I love seeing this guy. And the more I read about him, he's a very interesting person. But I want to get through these clips because there's some good ones and there's some shit that you need to hear. This is the one that I thought I was playing. The previous one was good because, like, the idea of, like, soaring prices, right? Like, oh, so if the world stage, you know, if the world heroes, America, don't do anything about Iran who attacked our shit, well then, you know, shit's going to go through the roof as far as your gas prices. So you better do something about this bully, guys. You know, that's what it feels like to me. But we'll get to that in a bit. Regardless, this next clip is also from 60 Minutes, and this has some of the sights and sounds from that attack and a little bit further information into that, a little bit of further details. This is straight from 60 Minutes. Yeah, the previous one was from Star TV. Here we go.
On Saturday, September 14th, just before 4 a.m., an onslaught of more than two dozen Iranian-made drones and low-flying cruise missiles crippled the kingdom's oil production. These images, never before released, are from the Saudi state oil company known as Aramco.
This attack hit the heart of Saudi Arabia's oil industry. Were you blindsided?
I might disagree with you. This attack didn't hit the heart of the Saudi energy industry, but rather the heart of the global energy industry. It disrupted 5.5% of the world's energy needs of the
money,
U.S.
But it's
and
the
China
problem.
And the whole world.
We're going to get rich off that money, by the way.
Number one quarter of arms, of military equipment. The world's billion number one equipment to prevent military...
Excuse our clip, it'll be back here in a second.
Saudi Arabia is almost the size of a continent. It is bigger than all of Western Europe. We have 360 degrees of threats. It's challenging to cover all of this fully.
Saudi Arabia's air defenses include U.S. Patriot and Hawk missile systems, which were not designed to shoot
down. How did they get those?
What do you think was the strategic reason that Iran struck Aramco?
I believe it's stupidity. There is no strategic goal. Only a fool would attack 5% of global supplies. The only strategic goal is to prove that they are stupid, and that is what they did.
Secretary Mike Pompeo.
Literally, that just happened.
Iran did, in his words, an act of war. Was it an act of war?
Oh, of course, yes.
Act of war. I call bullshit on this motherfucker. What's his name? They call him Mohammed bin Suckin' Dick. I can't remember. MBS is what they call him for short, right? Here's the interesting thing about this particular Saudi prince, okay? He's about our age, my dude. He's like 34, I think. 33, 34. He's in that age range, right? His uncle was the previous Saudi prince at 57. And he handed over the power to little motherfucker. I don't know why. I'm not too privy to that. But the difference in the reign of that previous Saudi prince to this guy means the difference between kind of going from, if you were to go from George H.W. Bush directly to Trump. It's this idea of draining the swamp. It's this idea of being more progressive in certain ways, like allowing for women to drive, loosening on laws as far as arresting based on Sharia. These things are kind of being put into play, right? But the one thing
also,
that...
Killing anyone who opposes you.
Which we've seen. We've seen actually in real life, in real time, and he's fucking denying it here on 60 Minutes, but whatever. Like, He's this crazy Saudi prince. They call him Mr. Everything, right? But the one thing that solidified the connection between Saudi Arabia and this guy as far being at the helm of Saudi Arabia and the Trump administration was the hatred of Iran. Now, do you think for a second that this motherfucker coming onto 60 Minutes being asked straight up, what is the fucking meaning of these attacks? It says it's stupid. It has no idea. And we're going to fucking believe that. That you wouldn't create your own 9/11 type false flag on 5% of the world shit because you could give a fuck about everybody else. You've been collecting fucking royalties off of this shit forever because Hezbollah allows you to collect money on that level because you allow them to oppress people on the street from religious law. That's been what's tied that shit down for fucking forever since like fucking Muhammad, peace be upon him and shit. So fucking, you're going to walk into the joint. You're going to change things egregiously. You're going to have this outward hatred of Iran. You're going to lessen things out so that people in your country don't necessarily look at you. And the religious leaders that you're draining the swamp of probably fucking you. What better way to get back into the good graces than to create your own fucking false flag 9/11 event on the world supply, as you call it, of oil? Blame it on Iran, and here we go, World War VII. Fuck you, bro. I got your number. Conspiracy number one. You heard it here first. Verbose.xyz. What do you think?
I think that's kind of what they're trying to do. I think maybe this attack wasn't big enough, but and maybe they even knew that, but it's...
Drone strike.
It's a precursor to something else. They really want to push the narrative that Iran is the one destabilizing the Middle East and the world, when it's obvious it's Saudi Arabia and Israel and in extreme Islam. And we don't see the terrorist acts coming out of Iran. We don't see them doing, the suicide bombings and stuff like that. They, you know, use uniforms and, you know, and training, and it's not quite the same. And it's, you know, the difference between, you know, Shia Muslims and Sunni Muslims, and, you know, and Iran being the minority of the Islam community of the world.
And still willing to lie directly to our faces in order to protect that power. You know, it's way bigger than we're being presented. It's another bill of fucking goods. It's You know, it's protecting the money.
It's trying to protect the money, and it's trying to continue the Muslim civil war that's been going on for hundreds of years.
I think it's beyond that, though. I mean, definitely the Muslim civil war, definitely the hatred of Jews, but I think there's also an underlying coalition. Like, this fucking Saudi prince is definitely in on this of like end of times scenario, and the biggest leaders of Muslim countries and Jewish countries and Christian nations come together to recreate this, and one day we'll fucking rebuild this in their image of their end of days books, and they're gonna feed it to the American people, and the American people that are so scared and afraid already from all the rhetoric that's being pumped into our brains will fucking eat this hook, line, and sinker and end up killing themselves in their own fucking civil war. It's bullshit. The Civil War talk fucking pisses me off. Let it happen naturally, man. We don't need to fucking force anything. Do you really want to fucking be at war with your neighbor? No, you fucking don't. It's all a fun idea until you're actually fucking, sharing shrapnel with the guy next door. Fuck that shit.
Until you get your legs and your balls blown off, you know, it's all fun.
It's all fun and games until you get your legs and your balls blown off. That is so fucking true. I just want to play this as a reminder to everybody of the people that control the narrative, that control all the money, and that are attempting to enslave us through their propaganda. I just want you all to remember this.
Did you order the murder of Jamal Khashoggi?
Absolutely not. This was a heinous crime, but I take full responsibility as a leader in Saudi Arabia, especially since it was committed by individuals working for the Saudi government.
What does that mean, that you take responsibility?
When a crime is committed against a Saudi citizen by officials working for the Saudi government, as a leader, I must take responsibility. This was a mistake, and I must take all actions to avoid such a thing in the future.
R.I.P. Khashoggi, you were just a journalist like the rest of them. I can't include myself in that. I'm just a talking head without a face or a name. Miles Lowroad. traveling a lot of miles, always taking the low road. My boy Crafter on the horn tonight. How you feeling? What do you think tonight? Did you have fun? Was that fun?
It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Took you on a journey tonight.
Yeah.
How about there out in TV watching land? Did you guys have fun tonight? I hope you did. The take home message from all of this, really, and I think this is the reason we can't talk about titties lately, is that America is so divided right now and broken in a lot of ways, I think socially. And we got to remember, when we go out, difference of opinion doesn't matter. We're still human at the end of the day. I yearn to go back to the day of the 90s when you could just disagree with someone and still hop on fucking Dreamcast Live and play fucking Quake 3 with your friend, like normal. Feel me? But nowadays, it's like you can't even fucking look at someone if they're wearing a red hat, despite of the fact that it doesn't even say fucking make America great again. Buy cryptocurrency. I want it to go up in value. That's the only reason.
and get away from those banks. Fuck the Federal Reserve. You know, put your money where you can control it. Fuck them.
Indeed. Where do you think Saudi Arabia would, sets on like the range of genders, you know, or sexual orientation?
There's two types. There's princes and slaves.
So Saudi Arabia be the prince, enslaving us all.
Either you get a red scarf hat or you're getting butt fucked. One or the other.
Those red scarf hats are nice, man. It's nothing like, you know, straight Palestine or fucking bisexual Egypt, but it is definitely the gay is real. I'll tell you that much.
Is fucking real. Alex Jones.
Shout out to Alex Jones. I just must say, I've been watching your content lately. That's some fucking good shit, man. You're throwing it down in a way that I haven't seen in a while. Literally, you're like, fuck down in a Christ way. Nothing to lose at this point, right? Nothing to lose whatsoever. So fuck it, you might as well go hard as fuck. We're going fucking, you know, the chemicals in the water turning the freaking frogs gay. You feel me? We're gonna fucking send you out with some aspartame inspired tracks here by Kevin Gates. The song's called By My Lonely. And I'm a fan of this motherfucker. You know, as ignorant as we fucking keep it around these parts, doesn't mean we don't throw it down hard. If you haven't subscribed to us or followed us yet, I would highly recommend it. Tell all your friends about this, because we do spread ignorance at the beginning and ends of these shows, but in the middle, it's the juice that everybody needs to hear. Remember, be kind to your neighbors. Educate them. Don't be irate with them. And we'll be here every week. Check us out Wednesdays. You don't like checking out live shows? You don't want to get tracked by the government or some sort of third-party advertisement company? Just go to our website, verbose.xyz. You can download all of our shows directly. You can watch them even on the fucking website. I'm telling you, it's right there. It's super simple, but it's there for you. Also, we're on millions of fucking platforms, the millions and millions, from Twitch to fucking DLive to fucking YouTube. And I have been slacking lately. I keep telling you this. I'm gonna do a mass upload coming here up here pretty soon. But it doesn't distract from the fact that I love y'all. Thank you for showing up, and we will see you next time. I'm tied in with the mayor. Go sit down with the jail. I'm part of the cartel. I'm a prayer when it dawned. And we came up from nothing and we prayed on crumbs. I was raised in the slums. I had to make a couple bands by my lonely. I had to make a couple bands by my lonely. I had to make a couple bands by my lonely.